Mickey Hart, congratulations on your win. I know from the offers you're going to say, yes, we did well, but we conceded a lot.
That's true. You've got it in one there. And there's a fact in that too, that we did score a lot of scores, but we conceded too much at a championship level. On normal days, what we conceded would put us in a really, really difficult place, because any other team that gets that against you, you'll probably not get the kind of scores we got against them. So, yes, it's good that we did what we did on the front foot. We need to work on some things at the back.
What I found very interesting, though, was especially in the first half, you had something like 8 different players who scored, including your fullback. I mean, that's not something people tend to expect.
No, well, that's true, but the game has moved in that direction now, that numbers don't really mean much. It's about everybody has to try and put themselves in a position where they can be of benefit to the team, whether that be defending, since you're a forward, inverted commas, or attacking because you're a defender. So we need to be able to do all of these things. So we want footballers who can be comfortable wherever they find themselves. And Cahill, Ronan McNamee, plays out the field for his club. He plays midfield for his own club, so he's no stranger to taking shots.
We saw once Niall Sludden got that goal very early in the first half. Roscommon, for the want of a better word, collapsed really. They never really recovered from that. Was that from Tyrone pressure, or do you think it was them perhaps not dealing with the goal the way they should have?
Well, it was a challenge for them. You know, they were doing well up to that point and holding their own. It was anybody's game at that stage, and a goal was always going to be a big score. And the fact that we got it, and maybe got it against the run of play, they probably should have been better at defending that goal. They'll not be happy with how they conceded that goal. But I have to give great credit to Niall Sludden for being brave enough to go and take the goal, because it would have been easy to fist a point and it would have been a good score. So credit to him for doing that, and I think it did rock them.
You have some casualties now going into next week. What do you know about them so far?
Well, I don't know about Colum or about Callum McCarron. I haven't seen yet the detail, but it seemed more nasty than Colum's. Colum's is just a bang in the leg, and he got a bit of a cut on, so it's just bruising, and I think he'll be okay. Long term, that won't be an issue, but Cahill seems more serious.
You have another 1 week turnaround now to try and get ready for the next game. You've been on the road a while this championship. Is that a help or a hindrance now, coming into the Super 8s, where games do come thick and fast?
Well, people will make a judgment on that, on how we do from here on in. You know, we're doing okay so far. Whatever day maybe we get beaten, people will say you run out of legs, or run out of steam, or played too much. There's no real quality answer to that. We'll know when we'll take part in our 3 Super 8 games. We'll see where we stand, and if we're in a good position, then it probably hadn't done us so much harm.
I suppose, like last season, you had a bit of a slow gallop coming up into eventually where you faced up against the Dubs, and then Tyrone had your collapse last year. What are you doing this year to ensure that doesn't happen?
Well, we're just trying to be better at what we do every day we go out, and if we do that and learn from last year's experience and put into practice what we've learned from it, then we should be able to narrow the gap. And if we can narrow the gap, then who knows what can come out of that. But we certainly don't want a repeat of last year, so we need to really work really hard to make sure that doesn't happen.
Finally, you've come a long way from Pádraig Tálsyn and County Meath a few weeks ago.
Yeah, we have, and then we lived on the edge that day, and we put ourselves into a difficult position, but at the same time we had the strength and courage to get out of it. And so we're very pleased that we've built on the bit of good luck that fell our way that day, because it'd be a pity to have that stroke of luck and then lie down on the top of that.